relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
That's four. Five. If they've all quit, we're hearing they've all quit.
Who's nominated?
That's four.
There's someone back there.
Oh, you were nominated? We didn't vote on you.
Okay.
We didn't vote on you.
Hey, we already had somebody.
Hold
here
on.
Sure.
Got
okay, okay, someone needs. So she has
I
to be nominated.
I nominate Tiffany Sanders.
I
seconded.
Seconded?
Okay.
Second.
All in favor of Tiffany?
Aye!
Opposed?
I love it! That's America. No way. Just apostrophe there. That is, of course, the viral video from Vail, Arizona school board that quit. They quit! Because they wanted all the kids to wear masks. So what happened? The parents said, okay, Robert's rules. We're going to become the new school board members. I nominate her, and I second it and voted in. Guys, it's possible. You can do it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America. Oh, my gosh. I flew back yesterday, okay? I got to share this. Young girl gets on the plane by herself. Maybe 16, 17, maybe. And she's super cute, and she's got a little backpack, and then she's holding this quite a large teddy bear. Expensive-looking teddy bear. She gets on the plane, and the stewardess says, oh, how cute! Looking at the teddy bear. She gets to me, and the teddy bear has a mask on. It's just sick! It's just sick! Stop it! Okay, got to get to some calls before we have our last two guests. Amanda Milius, it's Ladies Hour. Kathy Burnett, but we have so... I always get guilty when we have so many great cuts. I have to share that one with you. Let's have one more. Let's allow Mr. G to decide. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, you want two cuts?
We got time. We got time. Okay, what are you looking for? What do we have to play that we haven't played?
I've narrowed it down. I think
he's been working so hard.
A quick one is cut 15.
Did I wake him up? Sorry, what was
cut
that?
Cut 15.
Cut 15. Oh, our favorite Abilio. We'll start with cut 15. So has it been beeped out or not?
Yes, he's trying to be relevant again.
He's trying to be really cool.
This is from his weekend show that no one talks about. That's the problem.
But does anybody watch it?
That's what I think is the problem.
so he has to bait people by using naughty words. Naughty words. This is the man who is ashamed. That's the only word that's applicable. Of his Cuban Latino heritage. Because he wasn't born Jimmy. He's not Jim Acosta. He's Abilio! Little silly man. And this is his new show where he just, I guess, needs somebody to watch him. By guts.
That tale from the border didn't just border on BS. This was USDA grade A bullshit. And the reporter who wrote the story resigned, claiming she was forced to make it up. But the damage was done, pumped out over the airwaves at the bullshit factory, also known as Fox News.
Now, I know I'm an immigrant, guys, but anybody here, jump in. Does the Food and Drug Administration certify manure from bulls?
What do you mean by that?
Like the way he said it, that is gray FDA, gray day BS. But, does the Federal Drug Administration, Food and Drug
There's a board.
Certified
there's a board.
Poop.
Yeah, there's the poop board. So you bring the manure before the poop board. You got a bunch of, you know, scrawny guys in glasses, and they walk through.
Is Abilio holding it? Does he bring it in?
Yeah, yeah. He's got it on a couple of trays, right? And they go through, and they have little straws that they sniff through.
See,
and
I didn't do this in my citizen's test. I missed this bit. I told you about my citizen's test. I had to answer 10 questions. He gave up after question 3 because he said, what significant thing happened on September the 11th, 2001? And I said, would you like the 3-hour lecture or the 30-hour lecture? He gave up after a while. That's when I was working for the Defense Department in a counterterrorism professorship. Okay, that was fun. So Abilio's feeling a bit lonely, so he has to say things like that. One more cut before we get to calls. Mr. G, enlighten us.
One is incredible for him, especially the last half of it.
Randy Andy, the governor of New York. I may regret this. Play cuts.
Nursing homes is being looked at by the Eastern District.
Kill it. Can you just play that again and just pay attention to the first two words? Just the way he says, nursing homes. Just listen. I love it. Go ahead.
Nursing homes is being looked at by the Eastern District. That was a political investigation started by Donald Trump, who politicized not just COVID, but then politicized nursing homes and policies towards nursing homes, and wanted to blame Democratic governors like myself and Michigan and New Jersey and Pennsylvania. It was all our fault. And then had his political Department of Justice start an investigation. And they were a political Department of Justice. There's no doubt about that.
I give it to you, Jeff. That's incredible. So I guess the 15,000 people didn't die. It was politics, right?
And how about the political Department of Justice?
Yeah, that was so political. So political that Barr did what? Nothing. About the election, about Russiagate. Zip. Oh, and what's the guy from Connecticut? Who's the DA they keep talking about? The U.S. attorney? Durham. Is he still getting paid? I mean, where are they sending his paychecks? Is he going to some post office box in Monaco? I'm just curious. John Durham, are you actually, do you exist? I'm just curious. To quote somebody who became risible in this regard. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok. Let's go to Frank in Las Vegas, line 3.
Sebastian, this is kind of rhetorical, but the Certainly Not News Network, a.k.a. the Clinton News Wet Network, the MSLSD alphabet goop Pravda that we have in this country, to hold Beijing Benedict buffoon Biden to his feet to the fire on his campaign promise. June 19th, you can find, I know your guys can find it, June 19th of 20. He said, you put me back in office, I'm going to cure cancer.
Yes.
I haven't heard of his. Yeah, he said that. You don't hear them saying that. The other thing, I'm going in reverse order, a little patience, Sebastian. Before I give you the question from the reporter, A, he had to pause and think about it. B, his answer implies that there's more. And the question was, how many genders are there? And he said, at least 3. This is the science he's going to impose on our people? Are you kidding me, Sebastian?
What? What a hater. I mean, Facebook says there's 167. 3? Oh, my gosh. If it's 170, misogynist doesn't quite cut it. Yes, Frank, you're absolutely. Where is that cure for cancer? Did I miss it when I went on vacation for 2 days? Did I miss it? Lovely. Thank you for the reminder. Stay on the line, Frank. Let's give him a signed copy of whatever he wants, as long as it's a book. Let's go to Tony, San Antonio, line 1. Welcome, Tony.
Professor, good afternoon, sir.
Greetings.
Well, good news from the Alamo City. We defeated a proposition to defund the police this afternoon, though, was lauded by Greg Popovich and Beto O'Rourke. I don't know if you heard that.
No, in San Antonio?
Yes, sir. And it was a pretty slim margin, but yeah, Beto chimed in and our Spurs coach chimed in.
So what happened? Was there a referendum? What was the proposition? What, give us the full story.
It was just a proposition. What they said was accountability, and it was to defund the police.
Uh-huh.
In other words, but it was really close. But I'm glad that San Antonio voted correctly, in my opinion. But I was going to ask you, Professor, do you remember a couple of years ago where every time our beautiful president would do something on the border, the episcopacy, and I'm talking about church men. I'm not talking about the church.
We got 30 seconds. You got to speed it up, Tony. Well,
right away. Yes, sir. So everything he would do, they would write a letter, they would make a statement, they would tweet, and now that it's exponentially worse on the border with these poor people who are suffering, why no word from the episcopacy? Where are the bishops? Why aren't they saying anything now?
Very, very good question, Tony. How fascinating. It was easy. It was easy for these activist pseudo-church leaders to criticize President Trump when he was keeping Americans safe. But with 6,000 illegal aliens crossing the border every day, 500 children, where's the outcry? Where were you when they shut the churches down? Cowards. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. Next, the woman behind the amazing movie, The Plot Against the President, John Milius' daughter, Amanda Milius, here in studio. Relief Factor. If you're in daily pain and have found relief nowhere else, do what I do every single day. Take Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free product that targets the inflammation that causes pain. Tens of thousands of Americans getting daily relief, me included, my wife, my daughter. It is just see the testimonials at relieffactor.com and then order the 3-week quick starter pack. Call them 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. 8384. You've waited long enough. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com.
So we came up with the 3C questions we were going to ask every single witness. Do you have any evidence or information that the Trump campaign colluded, conspired, or coordinated with any member of the Russian government, with any member of the Trump campaign or Trump presidency? And all 65 witnesses under oath said no to every question. We had to ask that because they were saying it in the media that that happened. So these principals were the ones who would have to know that. And if they answered yes, we'd have to report that to the public. And they couldn't just answer a simple question of, where's the dirt?
65 witnesses interviewed by the Intelligence Committee of the House, chaired by then Devin Nunes. And that was his chief investigator, formerly of the Department of Justice, Kash Patel. And that clip is from a movie, if you haven't seen it, sadly, it is more relevant than ever. It is The Plot Against the President, PATPmovie.com. Check it out today. And we have the woman who made it possible, who produced it, Amanda Milius. Yes, you know that last name. Amanda Milius, welcome back on America First.
Hi, Seb. Thanks for having me.
Don't be so cheerful.
I know. You always tell me that. You're like, this isn't a cheerleading competition.
This isn't some red carpet event in Hollywood or at Grauman's Chinese Theater. This is serious business, especially after the events of last week. So,
definitely.
Let me tee it up like this. The mainstream media, the fake news legacy lying media, have portrayed a machine politician from Delaware of 47 years in the swamp as good old Joe, as just the kindly grandfather. What happened to Rudy Giuliani is the next chapter in what you've been working on in your movie, and it demonstrates that there's nothing nice about the 47th president of the United States, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, when I saw that raid and you see the headlines pop up, my instinct is, oh, okay, I know what chapter of the movie that goes in. Oh, we'll put that right after Roger Stone and Flynn and Manafort and everybody. I'm like, oh, okay, so that's where that... We're just continuing the same thing. I mean, it literally could just keep going. So it's the blueprint. They're still following it. They're using the Justice Department as a weapon against their political enemies. That's what they always do. And it's going to get so much worse. I mean, we haven't even seen it started.
So yet. I know that the mayor did nothing untoward. I know my friends, Rudy, Victoria Tansing, Joe DeGeneva, who were also raided, did nothing wrong. The fact that they had to use some abstruse act called the FARA Act, in which people who are found to have lobbied for other countries without registering, at the worst, they get a fine, demonstrates that this has nothing to do with justice. This just has everything to do with intimidation. Share with those who haven't seen the plot against the president, based on the incredible book by Lee Smith. How serious is, you use this phrase, the weaponization, how serious a threat is the weaponization of law enforcement and intelligence in America for political purposes, Amanda?
Well, I mean, it's the end of the rule of law. I mean, that's the thing that I think Republicans haven't really caught on to yet, because they keep talking about it. Well, they're like, oh, well, we'll just push back in court or something. You hear this a lot. You're like, there's no, that's, I don't see, I mean, I might be looking at this in an even more dark way than most, but I mean, we can't rely on that anymore. This is so clear. And funnily that it was, not funnily, there's nothing funny about it, but Victoria and Joe, I actually did interview for Plot Against the President, and amongst them, amongst a lot of other really fantastic interviews, we had to condense to 90 minutes. So we're actually almost ready to announce the series coming out, the 10-part series.
What?
Which will be the long version of the
10-part series.
Close to 10. We're in process.
With new footage or footage that you couldn't use?
One interview that I couldn't use, one brand new interview that we shot after the film came out because of somebody's legal issues, but mostly expanding on what we talk about in there, going down the rabbit holes further, and actually being able to use a ton of these interviews that we weren't able to. And coincidentally, Victoria and Joe are really a big part of that. Because they go into a lot of the legal issues that, you know, I wanted to cover more, but you can only do so much in 90 minutes. We had to make a lot of tough decisions. So I'm really excited about that. I think it's going to be very relevant. And, you know, I'll share more when I know where it's going to land exactly. But we're almost there.
All right. But wherever it lands, the intent is to have a multi-part further exposition of everything you covered in the plot against the president.
Yeah. I mean, we had 70 hours almost of footage of interviews. I mean, you remember we were in your home for 5 hours, you know, and there's great material there. And we really had to, like, streamline for the 90-minute version. So it's going to be cool because our audience, similar to yours, we like to go down the rabbit hole. We right. like to investigate and like get all the details. So that's going to be really fun.
So Shay, I mean, you are a media professional. You've gone to film school. You've made films. Then, because you believed in the Make America Great Again agenda, because you believed in America First, you actually wound up as a political appointee in the Trump administration. Beyond your film, that everybody has to watch, patpmovie.com, The Plot Against the President. Just share your personal experience. You were inside the swamp. You were a political appointee. This isn't just you're making a movie of Lee Smith's book. You saw this for your own eyes, correct?
Yeah, and I mean, that's one of the reasons why I think I was in the lucky position to have the perspective to make it. I mean, you know, I think, as you certainly were, when you see these things up close, it really gives you there's a realness to it, because you watch this stuff on TV and you kind of imagine it's not that bad. And then you go in it and you're like, oh, my God, this is cartoonishly worse. So, yeah. And I mean, it also was convenient because a lot of my friends, I would say the people that I was more in touch with, were directly affected by this Russiagate lie. They were either their jobs were put in jeopardy, or their you know, legally they were gone after. I mean, there's so many different ripples that this had. And of course, Devin Nunes and his team and Cash and everybody, I mean, they are really just so heroic that I can't. People, if they haven't seen the movie, they have to see it. They've got to know the real story.
And the fact that, quote unquote, they won an election and they still resort to these tools less than 100 days later, tells us what?
It tells you something.
That it's Alinsky, very, right? That you never take a break. Well, you win, quote unquote, and then you just pile on again.
And they're making it a thought crime to think anything else. They're literally doing thought crime. If you read some of the stuff that Julie Kelly is uncovering with the January 6th trials and court proceedings.
In which people are still being held in federal custody for trespassing crimes.
And the judge frequently refers to, but they still don't think that the election was won fairly. They're referring to their thoughts. They're referring to thought crime in these official documents and in these transcripts. It's very dark. It's very dark. We're going down, as I said, it's going to get worse. They've only had an attorney general in for a matter of weeks.
Correct.
I mean, they're just getting fired up.
Right.
Hopefully we're farther down on the list. That's what I feel like, you know, on the list of people they're going to destroy.
What are you saying? I'm not near the top?
No, I'm just hoping that they're distracted for at least a year. Well, I don't want to be on the top of the list.
Come on. You love the fight as much as I do. What are you talking about?
I'm very prissy.
You're John Milius's daughter. What are you whittering about, woman?
I'm not going to do well in the gulag. I'm telling you.
You'll destroy it. You'll rip it down with me.
I don't like being cold. I don't like uncomfortable. Comfortable situation.
Look at your fur coat. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America. You gotta be a happy warrior wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Do not touch that dial. Amanda Milius back after these messages.
America First.
Can you believe it? They are saying that they don't agree with America First. How do you say that?
Magnificent.
You don't say it, not on this show. 3 hours every day. And don't forget, if you missed it, you've got to see the segments we posted. Our special on my Newsmax show, The Gorka Reality Check, about the threat that is communist China, aired yesterday. Check it out on our Twitter feed, Seb Gorka, on our Facebook pages, and also Instagram, Sebastian_Gorka. Every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air at 10. And the next two shows, you better be there, because they're going to be scorchers. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, a great supporter of everything we do here at Salem, especially this show. They're trying to cancel him, destroy his company, 25 corporations refusing to stock his incredible, incredible products. Support him directly. Go to MyPillow.com, use my name, and Mike's going to give you up to 66% off. Support this man and send the cancel culture fascists a message. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. We are back with none other than Amanda Milius. Follow her on Instagram, on Twitter. She is the director, the producer, the brains behind The Plot Against the President, the movie version of Lee Smith's book about the plot against President Trump. We need to get back to that issue, but first things first, I neglected to ask this on there. How is your dad, John? How's John Milius?
John's doing well. He's planning to go back to the shooting range with my mom. We've been saying this for a million years. You have to go to Los Angeles.
He's got a great collection, right?
Yeah, you guys would have so much fun. It would be terrifying. I mean, actually, it would be very frightening to see the two of you just start to go at it with the shooting range.
That's on the bucket list. That's one of the few things. Going to the gun range with Mr. Dirty Harry, Red Dawn, Wolverines, John Milius, Conan the Barbarian. I mean, the list goes on.
He loves you. He's a big Seb Gorka fan. Your audience needs to know. He's a huge fan. I have to dig out that photograph. Remember, I took that photo of him with your book, and he's like grinning. We've got to put that out.
You got to send that. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, so this kind of ties into your dad. Why do you do what you do? Why are you such a fighter? Because you could have just made films, but you went into the Trump administration. Now you're revealing the extent of corruption in D.C. What is it your dad called himself? What kind of anarchist? He called himself a
Zen anarchist.
Zen anarchist. Is that in your bloodstream, Amanda?
I used to not know what that even meant, but I have to say I've come around to understand that not only is that in my blood, I think it's really the only...
way to be.
Yeah. It's the philosophy that really helps us get through these times.
And let me just bounce this off you. what I've come to, I mean, we cover every topic here on this show every day, but I've come to the conclusion the only thing that really matters, whether you're a Second Amendment guy, freedom of speech, right to life, whatever it is, anti-big tech, the only thing, the whole COVID crisis, the only thing that matters that we have so little of is courage. Do you agree?
Absolutely. I mean, and that's really what we come down to describe in Plot Against the President about Devin and the other
Devin
people.
Nunes.
And frankly, yourself and the other people that said the truth, because it was not a popular thing to say at the time. And it's not politically popular now to even remind people of this and to have to go against the politically correct grain, even on the COVID thing, on everything that's going on all of the hoaxes that they're pulling. So I think it's something that we really need to start, you know, rewarding better in this society. It's the only thing that really matters. It's so easy especially when you see the Cheneys, right?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff where they're just
the Kinzingers.
I mean, oh my God. I mean, we've got to get rid of these people out of the party. It's just insane.
Yeah, that has to be a top priority. In the last 60 seconds we have with you, Amanda, the film is... Oh, didn't you bring me one?
Yes. Okay, I have a present for you. This is the DVD version of Plot Against the President.
I don't have to stream it anymore. Look.
Yes, look, which is look, important because...
What? It's not signed.
I have to sign it.
I
have a gold pen, too, in honor of the president.
Of course.
Right?
Of
it's course. The only thing that would work.
I love my Sharpie with the president's signature on the side. Okay, we've literally got 40 seconds left. Your message to those who think, if I post the wrong thing on Facebook, they'll come after me. What's your message, Amanda?
You have to not care. I mean, this is one thing I really learned from my dad is you have to be willing to be unpopular to some folks, and you have to speaking the truth is the most important thing that we do. And it's hard. I mean, I know it's hard for people because their careers at times, you know, depend on these things. But you're not a free person if you're not allowed to say what you think.
As that firefighter told me this morning, he called me up, one of the guys from the ladder, the company I saw in San Francisco. I'm always ready to get in trouble for doing the right thing. That should be our motto. And one more.
But what is best in life? The open step. Free thoughts. Falcons at your wrist. Wind in your hair.
Wrong! Conan, what is best in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you, and to hear the lamentation of their women. That is good.
And it will happen, my friends. We will make it happen next year and in 2024. If you do your part. And first, get yourself educated. The movie is The Plot Against the President. You can stream it, buy it. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
It's not only good to be back in the chair, even if I have to look like Joe Rogan today with my big nerdy headphones. Yeah, I didn't get a lot of sleep last night on the way home from the West Coast, and I left my little buds in my backpack. But it's okay, because it's not just being back in the studio. It's greeting old friends who have decided to become swamp creature destroyers. Somebody I met, I can't even remember. 5-6 years ago, Kathy Barnett. How long ago did we meet on the Fox News studios?
Yes, I think it was about 5 years ago. And I came in as a result of a series of talks you were having at Fox about security moms.
Security moms. Yes, we had the security moms. And we had half a dozen, 7 or 8 of you. And we had this recurring thing on Fox, which I loved, which was your perspective as real Americans about the threats to America. And that's how we met, correct?
That is how we met. I came in, and it was my first introduction to the national audience, and it all started with you. So thank you.
All right, and now it's not good enough that you've written a book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain, Being Black and Conservative in America. Will you tell our millions of listeners the crazy decision you've taken?
Yes, we have decided to run for U.S. Senate in the soon-to-be-open Toomey seat here in Pennsylvania. The support could not be greater. I am so I'm overwhelmed by the support.
Forget about the support, Kat. Forget. We'll talk about the support later. You got to explain to our audience, what are you doing? You're a veteran of the reserves. You're a homeschooling mom. You're a national security celebrity now. What are you doing running for the Senate seat in Pennsylvania and tackling the swamp?
Listen, our nation is unraveling. And I think what we saw coming out of the past 4 years under President Trump and all of those that were there, like, you guys just shined a really bright spotlight. Like, we thought it was, you know, a cool chance to say drain the swamp. We never knew that swamp creatures were not going to just get up and walk away. And as a result, we have some leaders in office who are displaying some real communist-like behavior in their desire to gain complete control of our nation. And so, you know, I mean, you know, Edmund Burke has this famous quote, the only thing that is necessary for evil to prevail is for good people to do nothing. I am a good person right alongside so many other Americans. And it's now is the time for us to find new ways to engage for our—
We'll talk about what vision you have for Pennsylvania. I support you completely. Follow this lady. Support her. Barnett for Senate. It's the number four, right, Kathy?
No, it's F-O-R.
Oh, F-O-R. Barnett. Okay, thank you. BarnettForSenate.com. Check her out. Support her. We'll talk about your message for Pennsylvania. But first things first, 5-6 years ago, before Donald Trump came into office and we crushed ISIS, we had a very serious series of discussions on Fox about the threat of jihadism, the threat of groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIS in America. Now, 6 years later, Kathy, what are you most concerned of? As an Army former reservist, as a mother, as a homeschooler, as an American, what triggered you, in the best sense of the word, the most to actually run for political office?
I mean, well, if we're talking about, you know, from a geopolitical perspective, China. Yeah. I mean, China is our number one threat. I mean, we have to never forget that it was China who unleashed unrestricted warfare against our nation, killing over 500,000 Americans. They knew months before we began to really get our mind around this virus, COVID-19. And when they knew and were sending out propaganda that there was no human-to-human transmission possible with this virus, if we remember that back in January of last year, they were out there buying up all of the PPE equipment. And then they had the nerve to threaten not to sell it to us. So we have to always remember who China is and what they've done to our nation, not only from a human toll, but also from an economic toll as well, and the infringement that has preceded upon our constitutional rights. So from a geopolitical perspective, definitely China, but Russia is no joke at all either. I mean, almost as soon as Joe Biden was sworn in, Russia began to resume their attack on the Ukrainian border, and then we can never forget Iran. Domestically, I think we really need to pay attention to these radicals who have taken over the Democrat Party. They are bent on fundamentally changing this nation, and not for the better. We all have a right to engage like never before and to participate in what kind of nation we're going to live in. But these people have become real totalitarian.
And what about race relations, Kathy? Talk to us about race relations in the last 3 months in America.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I mean, we could say it started under Obama and it just escalated throughout. And, you know, I mean, and it's a very real thing. I mean, I grew up a little black girl on a pig farm in southern Alabama. I grew up below the bottom rung of the economic ladder. I grew up in a home with no insulation, no running water, an outhouse in the back and a well on the side. I grew up knowing that I had the blood of slaves coursing through my veins and from both sides of my family. So it's a very real thing when you start having people.
Oh, we lost her on Skype. When you start having people. Is she there? Can we get her back? We've got 60 seconds and I want to hear all of it. We've lost her. Kathy Burnett, one reason to get her on this show for much, much longer. In the meantime, support this lady. Follow her on Twitter, Kathy with a K, Kathy4Truth, Kathy4Truth on Twitter, and then Barnett, F-O-R, BarnettForSenate.com. I met her 6 years ago. She impressed me incredibly. Now she's doing what all of us should be doing, whether it's like that school board we played earlier, running for local office, or in her case, for Senate. Oh, she's back. We've got 20 seconds left. 20 seconds. Your message to the people of Pennsylvania, Kathy Barnett.
Listen, this is perhaps one of the most consequential seats that we're going to be looking at in the 2022. We need different faces, different voices who will be able to carry our message as not just a state, but as a nation. This is the greatest country that has ever existed, but she is being unraveled at the seams. Get behind me. Please go to Barnett for BarnettForSenate.com or KathyBarnett.com and contribute, donate, share our message. Get behind us.
Well, we're going to have you on again and again and again. You are an inspiration. We need thousands of Kathy Barnetts. God bless you. Kathy, the number four, Truth on Twitter, BarnettForSenate.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
Robert Mueller, mid-May, I think, wants his old job back. He's out to pasture. Clearly, he's losing his cognitive capacity, but he thinks, or his buddies think, that he can come back to direct the FBI like he did before. And why is that important? Because if Mueller, who's good buddies with Comey, with Weissman, with all of these Trump-hating, anti-American, Democrat, cabal operatives, if they can get Bob, their buddy, back at the Hoover building, he can just shred it all. He can make all the evidence disappear.
All the evidence disappeared. That was the plan. That was Bob Mueller's role. Just a little snippet, a little clip from my interviews for the movie The Plot Against the President, which I now have signed. Amanda signed it. She signed it to Seb, the happiest warrior. I like that. Maybe we need some more bumper stickers. Or maybe a mug that says, be the happiest warrior. And I asked her, because I didn't do it on air, because I was just too carried away with it all, where you can get this. I'm so impressed. This DVD is available at Walmart.com. On Amazon. Wow. A conservative documentary on the plot against President Trump. And she said, it's so smart. The people who want this as a hard copy. I have my own DVD collection. Yes, yes, I know I'm old. But why would you buy this on a DVD? Because do you trust how long Amazon is going to stream it? Do you trust that one day it's just not going to disappear like Gone with the Wind? Yeah. Get your hard copy. Watch this incredible. I mean, the people in it. Devin Nunes. You've got Don Jr. You've got Tom Finton. Corey Lewandowski. You've got Roger Stone. You've got myself, Raheem Kassam, Cash Patel, John Solomon, Jim Jordan, Rudy Giuliani. Get it today. Watch it, share it, and archive it. Because it really is the documentary, the most succinct summary of what they did against Donald Trump. And to see the whole series come next, she's in negotiations now. We will keep you posted. But the message is the same. It's just one thing. Fight. Yeah, the left gets to use that word, but guess what? So do we. It's like that firefighter said, God bless you all. Told me this morning, called me up. He said, I'm always willing to get in trouble for doing the right thing. What does it mean to your soul, to your legacy, to your relationship with God and your family and your children, if you're not prepared to get in trouble for doing that which you know to be right? It's the American way. That's how our country was born. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And above all else, especially now when they want to provoke you, stay frosty.